Up next on Downtown, it is time for The Game Plan, a chance to talk Black Bear football. The Game Plan brought to you by Creative Print Services, located on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Here to talk a little football, it's my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Happy Friday to you, Robert.
Yes, right back at you. Looking forward to a good trip to Delaware, and going to be a fun game.
Boy, it is, and a little bit bittersweet. It's our last visit to Delaware, unless they end up scheduling a non-conference game down the road. It's always been one of our favorite places to go.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. And, you know, if you look at the last 11 games in the series, Maine has won 6, and they've won 5.
Well, we'll see what happens here. Maine coming off the bye week, and we'll talk about that. I'm sure Maine has had some struggles off bye weeks. They were playing their best football of the season going into that break. Back-to-back wins on the road and 2 straight games where the Bears were able to come back after trailing at halftime.
Yeah, that was impressive, Rich. Offensively, I thought Maine did a really good job. Complimentary play, good run-pass mix, making the defense defend the whole field, and controlling the clock. Over the last 2 games, Maine's averaged almost 37 minutes of possession time. And then defensively, it was a smothering swarm-level defense in the last 2 games. You know, they forced 6 turnovers, including 4 interceptions. They were very stout against the run. And in the second half, Rich, Maine's opponents over the last 2 games only averaged 82 total yards of offense in the second half against Maine's defense.
Well, that'll be the key, I think, against Delaware tomorrow is that defense. Now, they're up against a Blue Hen team, 5-0 on the season, although they have played a relatively soft schedule. Arguably, the toughest team they've played all season was Monmouth last week, led by Derek Roberts, and that one was a back-and-forth battle. Delaware escaped with a 7-point victory.
Yeah, there was 1,080 total yards combined in that game. Delaware had 607 yards and a good balance, 309 rushing yards, 298 passing yards, and then Monmouth rolled up 473 yards, and they only had 112 yards rushing, but they did put up, per usual, 361 passing yards. So I think it's going to be one of those games where, again, Maine has to do the things that they've done over the last 2 games to be successful. They need to have clock control. They've got to make sure they keep that Delaware offense to the extent possible off the field. They're prolific offense. They're averaging 42 points per game, and they've got a really good passing attack, 284 passing yards per game. You complement that with a very good running attack, 186.8 yards per game. They got 15 passing touchdowns, 13 rushing touchdowns. So I think that clock control is going to be really important by Maine. And then Maine's going to have to play good pass defense. They've racked up, as I mentioned, 15 passing touchdowns. And Maine has been very stout in the last 2 games. They've only allowed an average of 147 passing yards per game. And as I mentioned earlier, the Black Hole has 4 interceptions in the last 2 games. And then turnovers. Maine has done a phenomenal job managing the turnover situation this year. Over the last 2 games, Maine has forced 6 turnovers and only turned the ball over once. So that's going to be critical in this game.
Well, we'll see who's at quarterback. I think on their depth chart, they list Ryan O'Connor, but he has not played the last couple of games. Zach Marker, a grad student from Norwalk, Iowa, has been out there. And he's done okay, 55% completion, 481 yards, but has found the end zone with 6 touchdown passes and no interceptions and a lot of talented receivers. But the most dangerous, Bob, might be the Tufts transfer, Phil Lutz, who's found the end zone 7 times already this year.
Yeah, he's an outstanding receiver. When he was at Tufts, Rich, he was a second-team All-American, led the NESCAC as an Offensive Player of the Year, where he racked up, over the course of 2 seasons at Tufts, 152 receptions for 2,268 yards over just two seasons. I think the thing about Lutz is he's a guy that's a big play guy. He's averaging almost 22 yards per reception. As you mentioned, seven touchdown catches this year. And he's one of only two players in FCS football that has scored a passing touchdown in every game that he's played.
They've also got a pretty good running attack, a two-headed running attack with Jonathan Silver, who's rushed for 287 yards, and Marcus Yarns, who's rolled up 244.
Yeah, I think they've actually got maybe three backs that they're going to rotate in there. Saeed St. Floor has got 23 rushes for 169 yards and two touchdowns, and he's averaging 7.3 yards per rush. But those three running backs are outstanding, Rich. We'll start with Marcus Yarns. In 2023, he was All-CAA second team, played in 13 games, rushed for 939 yards and 15 rushing touchdowns. And this guy can be spread out as a wide receiver and make plays. Against Monmouth, he caught an 86-yard touchdown reception. And last year, he had 24 receptions for 311 yards and three touchdowns. This year, he's racked up 133 receiving yards, averaging 22.2 yards per reception, and he's got two touchdowns. And he missed a couple of games, Rich. The Monmouth game was the first game he had played in a while. And so if he's healthy and back, in that backfield, he makes explosive plays, not only running but receiving. Joe Nathan Silver, 5'10", 200-pound junior, is another one of those guys that can make big plays. He's averaging 6.2 yards per rush. He's got three rushing touchdowns, and he's an outstanding player. So those two guys, along with Saeed St. Floor, are really going to be guys that Maine is going to have to control the gaps, get good penetration from their defensive line, and good fill and pursuit from linebackers and defensive backs.
And it may be a tall task for the Maine defense to get to the quarterback, because this veteran offensive line, all grad students for Delaware, has not allowed people to get to the QB much at all this year.
But no, they haven't. Two sacks allowed in five games. That's astounding. Maine has allowed 16 sacks over the course of their five games. But I think this is an impressive crew, Rich. There's no question about it. You know, when I look at an offensive line in the CAA these days, very rarely do you see five players that are starting on the offensive line that all five started last year. And this group coming into this season had appeared in a combined 177 games over their careers at Delaware.
We're talking with Bob Lucy on the game plan. Maine and Delaware tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. You talked about Maine's offense. They've really shown some diversity, both run and pass, spreading it around to a lot of different weapons. Carter Peavy seems to get better every game. They'll go up against a Delaware defense that has put up some pretty good numbers so far, allowing just 94 rushing yards and 17 points per game. And they play a unique type of defense that generally we only see once a year when they play Delaware.
Yeah, it's a 3-3-5 defense. So they're three safeties and two cornerbacks in the defensive backfield and only three defensive linemen. And I think that gives them some flexibility, Rich. You're going to see a lot of people up on the line of scrimmage. Then they may back them off. Some may stun off the corner. Some may come up the middle. Maine's going to really have to be careful to protect that passing pocket. And, I think one of the things that, Maine wants to do and needs to do is they've got to get a balanced attack against this defense, just like they have over the last 2 weeks. They have to be productive running the football, not only just between the tackles, but outside on the perimeter. And then they have to keep them guessing with some good play action and try to go vertically down the field, make them defend that whole field. Joe Gillette can get down the field. Mo Irafin can get down the field. They've got players that can get down the field and make big plays with that passing game. So they need to roll out all the offensive weapons against this defense that leads the CAA in many categories. They're only allowing 17.4 points per game. They've only allowed 93.8 rushing yards per game, only 3.1 yards per rush, and only three rushing touchdowns given up by their defense all season. So it's going to be a tall task, but I think if Maine continues to play with confidence and spreads that field out, they're going to have a good shot.
And Maine's offensive line will be under pressure all day. This is a Delaware team that's already racked up 16 sacks in five games.
Yeah, Maine is going to have to protect the passing pocket, Rich. There's no question about that. 16 sacks, 31 tackles for a loss. And again, they forced 10 turnovers. They're plus 8 in turnover margin. That's the best in the CAA. Maine is plus 4. They're doing well. But this Delaware team has forced an awful lot of turnovers over their first five games. And the other thing, Rich, is they're not punting the ball very much.
Right.
Look at their stats. They didn't even punt against Monmouth.
They've only punted, nine times all season?
Well, there's actually 11. But they're averaging 2.2 punts per game this season.
Yikes. And have gone for it a whole lot. They're 13 of 17 on fourth down conversion attempts.
Yeah, I noted that. That's 76.5%. So they're confident in getting those, fourth and short 2 or 3 yards. And I think Maine will probably see some of that on Saturday. But I like this matchup. We haven't been there, Rich, since 2016.
No, and we've seen some great games through the years, but I think if somebody put the hot light on us and said, all right, you guys have got to agree on the most impressive performance you've seen through the years by Black Bears at Delaware, I think we would both land on the same two words, Royston English.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. I was thinking about that this week. Royston English, I think it was like 178 rushing yards, and it was 3 or 4 or 5 yards at a time, just continuing to pound off tackle, dragging people for extra yards. It was a phenomenal performance. It used to be, for a while, the top rushing yard performance by an opponent. I think now there's been a couple that have gone higher than that, but just a remarkable game by Royston English.
Well, it's an interesting game in so many respects. The last time the Bears will face Delaware as a member of the conference, they move on to the FBS ranks next year. And because of that fact, Delaware cannot play in the postseason, can't compete for the league title, and a loss to Delaware cannot prevent a CAA team from getting the automatic qualifier. And I throw that out there because the CAA seems to be wide open. This is a real pivotal stretch of the season for the Black Bears, with Delaware this week and Villanova coming to Orono for homecoming next week. Arguably, at least in preseason, viewed as the two toughest conference teams. If the Black Bears can get a win, or maybe even two here in the next 2 weeks, they could throw themselves right into the thick of the playoff picture.
Absolutely, Rich. Absolutely. It's a very competitive conference. We talked about Delaware. It's hard to know because they did play a number of teams that don't have a lot of wins right now. We know Monmouth is an outstanding team, but that was a real shootout, 42-35. But I look at Villanova, and I don't want to, move too quickly, but they had a 14-13 win over Towson. They were trailing Stony Brook midway through the third quarter, came back to win that game. So they've had a lot of tough games too, even though they've got a ranking, I think, of 6 in the country. But we know both of those teams have a good tradition, Delaware and Villanova. They have great teams year in and year out, and they're going to be very difficult teams to beat. Maine's going to have to be at their best to win those games. But I think Maine certainly has the ability to do that if they play well.
Bob Lucy breaking it down. Maine and Delaware, 1 o'clock start from Newark, Delaware, tomorrow afternoon. Robert, thank you as always, my friend. Let's get on that plane.
Have. Looking forward to it, Rich.